News of Oroville, Friday, October 30th, 2009. Marlenka on microphone, Yahalom in studio. Weather in this area, well, the northeast monsoon has started 3 nights ago. Thunderstorms and rain predicted for the next days with northeasterly winds 14 to 28 kilometers per hour and temperature range down to 24 at night, daytime highs up to 33 degrees. Experts from the Delhi-based Samartyam organization, which is in charge of transforming New Delhi to be 100% barrier-free for the Commonwealth World Games 2010, with regard to transportation, public buildings, roads, and other needed infrastructure, presented an interactive overview of their work here in Oroville, that it too may become user-friendly to those with different abilities, formerly called disabled. Orovillians experienced wearing blindfolds, walking alone with a stick, and mobility in a wheelchair. Following is an excerpt of the presentation.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's a pleasure to be here and a proud privilege to be in Oroville with my team. I'll just give you a brief introduction about my organization. It's Samartyam, which is National Center for Accessible Environment. Here in Oroville, we are here for the first time, and we have seen the different public buildings and visited some of the communities. We are going to Sadhana Forest today. Yesterday we have been to the Savitri Bhavan and Bharat Nivas. We have some presentations to show it to you, some good examples of Savitri Bhavan and some barriers which we observed in the Bharat Nivas yesterday. Having accessible environment in Oroville will help people with disabilities and reduced mobilities, like the senior citizens, the families with young children, people who have temporary ailments, people, women in a family way. So it will have an integration of all those group of the society if we make Oroville accessible.
Orovillian Narayan passed into the light at the age of 89 years Monday evening. Narayan worked on Matramandira for the last 40 years. He was a feisty, determined worker, always smiling, dedicated to the ideals of Oroville, the mother, and Sri Aurobindo. He lived with his wife Bhavani on site, overlooking the Matramandir area with great care. In 1950, Narayan came to the ashram in Pondicherry, returned for a while to his native place in Bihar State, but on his return to the ashram early 1970s, the mother directed him to Oroville with her blessings, and there he stayed until now. During the last 2 months, Narayan suffered a sudden emergence of cancer, which he went through with his characteristic surrender and faith. He quietly let go during a very peaceful moment, surrounded by his wife Bhavani, son Alok, and a few longtime faithful friends. Heartfelt love and sympathy extend to Bhavani, to Alok and his sister's baby and Lily, and much gratitude to Narayan for all his work, determination, and devotion. Cremation of Narayan's body takes place this afternoon. This second in eternity is truly just a passing breath. Consider how ridiculous it is to be upset by something which is, in the eternity of time, just a passing second. That's an excerpt of a passage from the mother. The news in Oroville is a reflection in the lives of Orovillians. For further information, please contact orovilleradio.org. And thanks for listening.